And welcome back to the Great South Coast today with Dennis Napthine.
Thanks, Sean. And my next guest is Linda Grant, who's the Education Officer with Barwon South West Waste and Resource Recovery Group. And Linda, in recent times, I've seen plenty of posters and advertising for Buy Recycled across our community. What's the aim of this campaign?
Dennis, it's about encouraging the community to buy products that contain recycled materials. In order to be a true recycler, we actually need to buy back materials that contain recycled products to keep the whole recycling industry rolling along.
Linda, what sort of products would I expect to be able to buy recycled material?
You can buy a wide range of products in recycled materials. So from paper products such as printer paper and toilet paper, to personal care and cleaning product bottles that are made from recycled plastics. You can even buy shoes with recycled soles and uppers. And some of those shoes collect marine debris and turn that into fabric to make shoes. You can find clothes made from recycled plastic bottles called, the material is called rPET, R-P-E-T. And it's a very flexible kind of material, so you'll find things like bathers and yoga clothes made out of that, and surfing gear, and you can also find landscaping materials like bollards and decking and furniture.
So if I'm in the supermarket, Linda, and looking at the shampoo bottles, how can I pick one that's made out of recycled product? Is there a label or something on it?
Yes, if you look at the label on things like the Nature Organic products, you'll see the recycling symbol, and there's some little words around that that say 100% recycled and recyclable bottle. So the bottle itself is made from recycled plastic, and it can go back into your recycle bin to be recycled again. So the key is to look at the labels and see what the content of the recycled material is in that particular product.
Now, if I'm a local business in southwest Victoria and I'm interested in using recycled material in my packaging, where can I get more information about where can I access recycled packaging?
Yeah, so businesses can go to the Sustainability Victoria Buy Recycled directory. That directory is much more geared towards helping businesses find packaging and materials to use in their products. If you're an individual, you can go to the buyrecycled.com.au website, which is our Buy Recycled campaign, which is targeted to households. And you can use the Buy Recycled website to go to our Zero Waste Map, which will help you find a wide range of products for households, either by location or by product type.
On the broader issue of recycling, we've all got our yellow bins and we all want to do the right thing by the environment and our community, but many of us are getting more and more confused about what can and should be put in the yellow bin. Can you help us understand the recycle symbol and the numbering system inside about what can be put in the yellow bin and what can't?
Yes, a lot of people think that the number inside the symbol and the symbol itself means that that product can be recycled, and it possibly can be somewhere around the world. Locally, our curbside recycling is managed by our local governments, and they contract materials recovery facilities, or MRF for short, to take those materials and to sort them. And then they go from the MRF out into the recycling industry to be turned into other products. The little number inside the symbol indicates what type of plastic that product was made from originally. And it doesn't, for most councils, it doesn't actually indicate that the product is accepted in their curbside recycling. So the best way to work out what is and is not accepted in your yellow lid curbside recycling bin is to go to your council, either to their website or contact them directly, to download a list of materials that are accepted in their curbside recycling, because materials recovery facilities, or MRFs, are privately owned, and not all of them have the same sorting equipment, and not all of them accept all of the materials that are recycled across Australia, because their equipment can't sort it. So the only place to go for recycling information is your local Council.
Well, shouldn't there be a statewide system that is simple and easy to understand? Shouldn't we move towards that? We've moved towards the glass-only bin. Let's make sure we can have our recycling simple and easy to understand across Victoria.
Yes, the state government has recognised that. In February 2020, they released their circular economy policy called Recycling Victoria, a New Economy. And one of the actions in that is to develop a standard set of materials accepted for recycling across Victoria. So that work is underway, but obviously it's not a simple process because we've got lots of materials recovery facilities with different machinery and equipment. So coming up with a standard set of materials is going to take some time, but that's happening at the moment. And as you mentioned, glass bins are being rolled out, and that's to remove glass from the yellow lid recycling bin, because when it gets emptied into the truck, it breaks and it contaminates the paper and the cardboard, meaning that that then is harder to recycle. So there are steps taking place at the moment, and the glass bin rollout is also an action under Recycling Victoria to improve the recycling system. So it's a constantly changing industry, and the improvements will come as we get further and further down the track with this new circular economy policy.
Now, Linda, where can I recycle my plastic, soft plastics, my bread bags and that sort of plastic? Where can I recycle those?
Yeah, soft plastics are anything that's easily scrunched up and doesn't hold a rigid 3D sort of shape, like chip packets and bread bags, as you mentioned. They can be collected separately and dropped off at any Coles or Woolworths store in a REDcycle bin. So REDcycle collects up all of those soft plastics and takes them to Replas, and Replas remanufactures those into some of the landscaping materials I mentioned earlier, like the bollards and the decking and the furniture. The Corangamite Shire Council has just purchased a whole lot of those materials to use in their 12 Apostles Trail upgrades.
Which is fantastic to see that recycling, and we urge people to obviously recycle and buy recycled. So once again, Linda, where can people get the best information for their particular local government area about what is appropriate to be recycled in their yellow bin?
Please go to your local council first. After you've talked to them, if you still have questions, you're welcome to come to us at Barwon Southwest Waste and Resource Recovery Group. And then at the statewide level, it's Sustainability Victoria. They're the three organisations that can give you reliable information about recycling.
Linda, thanks very much for being on the Great South Coast today, and all power to you and your team as we continue to boost recycling and to encourage people to buy products made from recycled material. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
This is the Great South Coast Today with Dennis Napthine. Back with more really soon.